Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Important conversation now about you and your pet. Thanks to our pal Warren Eckstein, who is one of my best radio friends. Helped me tremendously with my pal Charlotte. So pals deserve other pals, and I'm more than thrilled to have him on this program every week. Talk about how to take care. Actually, he's on every day because he has tips every day on the radio about how to take care of your pets. Also does a great podcast, The Pet Insider, which you can Google. Podcast One app also that brings you The Pet Insider. Very insightful, very experienced. The American scene would not be as cool as it is, Warren, without you and your input on pets. So let's go back to last weekend where Ronnie Stanley, the rookie tackle for the Ravens, Baltimore Ravens, walked into the Baltimore Animal Rescue and Care Shelter with a request. He had his girlfriend with him and one of his teammates, Alex Lewis. They were at the front desk and they said, quote, "We're looking for a dog that's been here a long time and maybe not so adoptable." The staff was very happy. On their website, they posted, quote, "Not so adoptable can mean a lot of things. Senior pets, physically imperfect pets, ongoing medical and other problems pets may have." The dog that they ended up adopting, that Ronnie Stanley and his group adopted, was named Lola, 6-year-old retriever, terrier mix, found by a concerned neighbor on a vacant property on a hot day. Lola had been at the shelter for about a month, which usually is as long as dogs are expected. If the dogs aren't rescued, Warren, apparently in a month they are going to get rescued. Is that pretty much the rule of thumb?
The longer they stay at a shelter, the more difficult it is to find a home. They become kind of shelter shocked.
This dog was a big belly, you know, just not it was in bad shape. Ronnie was overheard saying he didn't care about her low-hanging belly, just wanted the two of them to fall in love. He took an adopting class at the shelter. His teammate, Alex Lewis, who has a couple of rescue dogs already, helped carry a few hundred pounds of dog food into the shelter, which they gave to help the dogs that were there. So it's kind of a neat thing. And because of who he is, I guess it got a lot of attention, and deservedly so. But what can you do? Think about it this way. Those of you who are looking for a dog, think of the good you can do. Warren will certainly tell you. You can do so much good by adopting. And I think it's becoming more of the rule. Don't you, Warren, really and truly? I hear from pretty much everybody, oh, yeah, I got the dog at the shelter. I mean, we got our dog at the Kill Center in Brooklyn last year.
You know, getting the dogs at shelters and rescues, definitely adoptions are up, and there's a good reason for adoptions being up. Number one is when you adopt a dog from a shelter, you're actually saving three lives, Doug, not just one, three.
How's that?
The dog that you took out and saved, you're opening up the kennel at the shelter so another dog has room to come in, and chances are the dog you adopted is going to save your life. So there's three lives being saved.
Wow.
Save one dog. It's just the way, you know, I always tell people when you adopt a dog, you're saving the dog, but remember the dog is also saving you. So it's just an incredible thing. Three lives are actually saved. But you're right. Adoption is really, really up. And the Baltimore Ravens tackle Ronnie Stanley, hats off to him. Because, you know, the most difficult dogs to find homes for are the dogs that are a little bit older, the dogs that may have some type of physical challenge. And yet when you take these dogs home, dogs don't sit in a corner and suffer. Whether they have a physical challenge or whether they don't look pretty, the bottom line is you don't fall in love with the outside of a dog. You fall in love with the inside, and that's important. And I think a lot of people are going to adopt now because Ronnie Stanley did exactly the right thing.
Chairman of the Mayo Clinic, Dr. Amit Sood, had written the following on one of his, I'm not sure whether this is on Twitter or Facebook, quote, "You are who your dog thinks you are. Your pet does not care about your financial net worth, your job, your health, your fame. All your pet cares about is your love and your ability to express it. The loving you is a transcendental you that nobody can take away from you. Your dog, in other words, knows who you really are." which
yeah,
I
there's
find
no facade.
Fascinating.
There's no facade. Yeah, there's no facade with a dog, Doug. I always tell people that if I were to spend 5 minutes with your dog or cat, I would know more about you than you would want me to know. For example, I mean, you know, years ago, and I'm dropping names here, David Letterman was a client of mine. I trained his two dogs, Bob and Stan. His dog, Bob, if he had a space between his teeth, the dog would be doing the show. He's much funnier than David would ever be. And it's a true story. They really do take on the personalities of the people they live with. I know a lot about you just by hanging out with Charlotte, Doug.
Oh.
I'm not going to reveal. I'm not going to reveal it. Though,
come on, Warren.
Well, but think about how your pet loves you unconditionally. Are we capable of that? Any of us as humans?
We don't have.
That's where the rubber hits the road for me, and the loyalty of a pet. Wow. All right, Warren, you're my pal. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.